Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. The month of July was the driest ever recorded since 1959 and the beginning of records. This was announced by the Minister of Ecological Transition, Christophe Béchu. Only 8 millimeters of rainfall were recorded last month, which represents a deficit of almost 90%, according to the minister. The situation is accentuated by the new episode of heat wave, which is currently affecting the country. The peak is expected on Wednesday. 38 degrees have already been recorded this afternoon in Ardèche, a department placed under orange weather alert, as are the Drôme, Gard, Vaucluse, and Pyrénées-Orientales. Heat waves and drought is an explosive cocktail for fires. In the Gard, the fire is now fixed in Aubé. In total, 370 hectares went up in smoke and 6 firefighters were injured. The origin of the disaster could be criminal, according to the mayor of the town. A case of bird flu has been detected in a turkey farm located in Feuillères in the Somme. As a consequence, 8,000 poultry have been slaughtered to avoid any risk of spreading the virus. Since November, France has identified more than 1,300 outbreaks of contamination in farms. This is 3 times more than the previous years. In the Puy-de-Dôme, the traffic speed is now back at 90 kilometers per hour on secondary roads after being at 80 for 4 years by a decision of the government. The measure was put in place at the time throughout the country to reduce mortality rates on the roads and is now rejected by almost half of the departments. Abroad, 26,000 tons of Ukrainian corn are on their way to Lebanon. This first delivery of grain since the beginning of the war left Odessa this morning on board a ship. The cargo must pass through Turkey tomorrow to be inspected. And then several changes came into force on August 1st, including an increase of the SMIC to 1,329 euros net per month, and the interest rate of the Livret A has increased to 2%. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.